This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, tells us there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn and a time to dance. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein explains, though you may know the Jewish commemoration of Tisha B'Av, which is celebrated this month, as a time of mourning, it also includes a call to action.
We have Tisha B'Av in order to remember all of the atrocities that have befallen the Jewish people. We remember the Holocaust on Tisha B'Av, when 6 million Jews were murdered for their faith. We remember the Inquisitions, where Jews were kicked out of Spain, murdered en masse. We remember all of the different atrocities that have befallen the Jewish people. And we remember on Tisha B'Av and the days leading up to Tisha B'Av that it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. And just as our actions brought destruction of the temple, so too our actions can rebuild the temple, can usher in Messiah. And that is the focus, to turn our hearts up to God. God is saying, repent and turn back to me. Turn your hearts up to me and repent, and then I will meet you halfway. I will come and dwell in your midst. I will send Messiah to usher in new days of peace, of brotherhood, of godliness in the third and eternal temple in Jerusalem, in all of the world. It's possible. And so we mourn to remember that this isn't the end.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel at holylandmoments.ca.